But there has been a lot happening this weekend. I've not watched one singular Olympic Games event. Simply because I don't have time. Currently on our screen, there's archery happening. And we all somewhat become experts in niche sports. Other Olympics I used to love watching. Kayak slalom. I think it's the K1 or K2. It's fascinating. And if it comes on TV, I'll probably catch that. But it was quite interesting on Friday. Love it or hate it, South Africans are divided down the middle. The SA Olympic team outfit worn at the opening ceremony in Tokyo on Friday. It has people talking. I am firmly in the camp that it's actually quite great. I actually enjoy it. That animal print design is definitely within my wheelhouse. And if available on the rack, I will be rocking it in summer 21-22. Now, the South African Olympic Organizing Committee commissioned local fashion retailer Mr. Price to develop the outfits. Mr. Price then used the talents of four young designers from the Durban Fashion Mentorship Program. One of them, Sipho Lushaba, joins me now on the line. Sipho, thanks so much for coming on to the show. How are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
Very good. Look, South Africans, we're known to either, if we don't like something, we don't like it. If we love it, we love it. I absolutely love the design. But what's your thoughts on some of the reactions on the Olympic outfit design that we've seen since the weekend?
For me, it's maybe because some of the people do not know what was behind our inspiration and not knowing what was actually happening and how it came about. So that may be responses.
See, but just how did you guys get part of the program? It's yourself, it's Mbali, Zulu, Mpumulelo, Mjadu, Sandile, Sikakane. You guys roped into this program to help design the outfits. Just tell us a little bit more than of the detail. If we look at it at the screen, on our screens and some of the pictures, we just see sort of an animal print and not much of the finer details. What's some of the inspiration behind the outfit?
The inspiration came about we were actually briefed and about what they wanted and what they would love to wear. So from there we came about making a print of our own, which is inspired by the Mandela Dream, and from there we took the Mandela shirt, the elements of the Mandela shirt, which is the print. Then we came up with the Big Five. We took one of the animals from the Big Five, which is the leopard, and incorporated that with the zebra print. And we took the protea as an inspiration to actually take and incorporate that from the athlete's dream and made the print.
Look, it's something that I would wear, Sipho. Will it be available in stores, seeing that it was commissioned by Mr. Price, who was roped in to design the outfit? Is this going to be made publicly available?
I'm not sure about that. I think Mr. Price will let you guys know about whether it's going to be available or not.
There's everything that is, you know, ascribe to some form of South African culture. South African culture is broad and we are a tapestry. You went for earthy tones, you went for an animal stripe, and also you went for the veldtskoener with the South African socks. What was the reaction from some of the Olympians when you unveiled this to them?
They were quite happy from the day of the launch. They were happy about the feat and the designs as well, because we mainly were responsible for designing the shirt and also the jumpsuit and the print as well. So the shoes themselves were actually sponsored. So we were not responsible for the shoe design and like incorporating that with the designs as well. So
When we talk about an outfit, a uniform that's supposed to represent South Africa, it's very difficult for designers, because which part of South Africa do you even then decide to focus on? I think this is representative of a large part of South Africa. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's the only thing about South Africa, but it's a very difficult task for anyone, whether you are a chef or whether you are a fashion designer. When someone says, make something South African, there's so much to choose from that you obviously are going to upset people by when they say, but that doesn't represent me.
Yeah, definitely. Because we actually discussed this when we had our briefing, and we just wanted something which will represent the whole of South Africa. That's why we went for the Inmao print and decided to go the Protea as well, so we can represent the whole of South Africa instead of just choosing one culture and representing it, because it was going to cause bad negativity and bad feedback.
Well, Sipho Lushaba, thank you so much. I think it's a success. I think it's a great uniform. I would definitely want to rock a romper like that, you know, a one-piece romper with that design. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And actually, I hope it's available in stores through Mr. Price.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
Sipho Lushaba is one of the designers of that South African Olympic opening ceremony outfit. I don't know if we just like to complain about everything. Days that end with a Y are the days that we complain here in South Africa about something. And it seems as if either you love it or you hate it. And if you hate it, then you must complain. And I like this message. This person says, I love the inspiration to the prints. I wish there was communication about the inspiration beforehand so that people could get on board. Well done to the design team. Another one message says, the outfits are fabulous. I love it, love it, love it. So proud of you all. That's a message from Beryl. And I think we sometimes just get obsessed that only one culture, only one design represents all of South Africa. Something can represent me directly, or it can represent a part of me. And we're often quite hypocritical when it comes to the saying, when we have these uniforms, it must represent our culture. Well, then where could your traditional cultural outfits and your motifs every single day? Why keep it for an Olympic stage or a stage where we have to showcase? If you're so proud of it, wear it every single day. And maybe just shows a little bit of cultural snobbery that says only X is representative of South African culture, that only this is South African culture. When South African culture and design and elements of who we are, you know, we all share it. And I absolutely love it. Your thoughts? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.